Today, we will read Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 62. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, teach us. Help us to understand more about who you are. Help us to see you clearly and to be drawn closer to you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verses 37 through 62. The next day, when they came down from a mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child." A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions, so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him, and is destroying him. I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not. "You unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground in a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the impure spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God. While everyone was marveling at all Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Listen carefully to what I am about to tell you. The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men." But they did not understand what this meant. It was hidden from them, so that they did not grasp it, and they were afraid to ask him about it. An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For it is the one who is least among you all who is the greatest." "Master," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him, because he is not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for whoever is not against you is for you." As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead, who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was headed for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. All right. In today's reading, we begin with the story of Jesus healing a demon-possessed boy. Now, the father comes begging Jesus to help his son. And Jesus finds out that this boy has a demon, a spirit, who has been tormenting the boy for many years. And now the father is desperate for help. The father had already gone to Jesus' disciples, but they were unable to cast out the demon. Now Jesus said, "Why don't you have more faith, you unbelieving and perverse generation?" And in another version of the story, in one of the other Gospels, Jesus says that they don't have enough faith. Many times we pray for things, but we pray not believing. We pray asking for something, but thinking, oh, maybe God is not able to do this. Or we don't have faith that God will give us what we ask for. And so we don't get it. We must have faith in God, that God will do what is best, that God will do what he promises to do for us. Now, this does not give us a blank check that we can ask for anything and have faith and God has to give it to us. But when we ask for anything that is God's will, he wants to give it to us. He wants to give us the things that we ask for. But it takes faith, sometimes perseverance, continuing to ask, and being patient to wait for God to answer in his own timing. But do not give up, because God is faithful. And in his time, he will answer your request. Now, it may not be always the way that you want. Sometimes God has bigger plans. God has different plans in mind. But we should have faith and trust God that he is able to do anything. So next, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he warns them that he's going to die. But again, they're not listening. They don't understand. They're not really ready to hear this. They still think he's going to be a great king or something. And so, as they're walking along, they begin arguing. Who is the greatest? Who is it that will be most important when Jesus sets up his kingdom? And Jesus says, whoever is like this little child will be the greatest. The one who is least among you is the greatest. The idea is that humility is part of being great. Part of being great in the kingdom of God is that it goes beyond being great in the world's eyes. It is not about being rich, about being famous, or being powerful. But instead, it is about being a servant, the one who serves others, who gives themselves, who puts themselves down into a lower place to help others, to lift others up. Those are the ones who are great in the kingdom of God, the ones who sacrifice themselves for God's kingdom, to bring others to him, to help others. Those are the ones who are truly great. Now, as we move on through today's reading, it appears that Jesus was headed through Samaria and was going to Jerusalem. And when the people found out where he was going, they didn't want him there. Sometimes people did and still do reject Jesus. And so we should not be afraid of that. But at the same time, we should not have the reaction of Jesus' disciples, James and John, who said, "Oh, let's curse them. Let's call down fire from heaven and destroy them." No. When people reject Jesus, we just move on and share him with other people. We pray for them, but we do not get angry and try to seek revenge against them. The last part of today's reading looks at several people coming to Jesus and saying, "Oh, I will follow you, but..." These people each had something different that was holding them back from following Jesus. And they each seem to be saying in a different way that when the conditions are right, they will follow him. The first one says, "I will follow you wherever you go." But Jesus warns them that he has to be careful that Jesus does not have anywhere to live. He is going from place to place, but he doesn't have a home. And so he has to warn this guy to be careful that it may be difficult to follow him. Next, another man comes, and Jesus says, "Follow me." And the man says, "First, let me go and bury my father." And Jesus, it's rather harsh the way that Jesus responds to him. He says, "Let the dead bury their own dead." Is Jesus just being mean to this guy who just lost his father? Well, no. It's more likely that the man's father wasn't dead. And he was basically saying, "Once my father dies, I'll follow you." And Jesus is saying, don't put it off. The last man is challenging for me because he says, "I'll follow you, but first let me go say goodbye to my family." And Jesus responds, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." And I'll be honest, as I read this, it's difficult. How could Jesus be so cruel as to say, "Don't go say goodbye to your family"? I think Jesus saw deeper into this man's heart. And the problem was that this man was still clinging to his family. And if he went to say goodbye to them, he probably would never come back to follow Jesus. That probably, as he said goodbye, they would convince him to stay, not to follow Jesus. And so Jesus is saying, don't look back. Focus on me. Don't let other people turn you away from me. Jesus is kind. Jesus is gentle. And so as we see his responses here, we need to understand that Jesus understands the hearts and the thoughts of men. We see that earlier in this chapter, that as the disciples are arguing, Jesus knows their thoughts. And so when we see these responses by Jesus, he knows what is truly in their heart. He knows that they're just making excuses. He knows if there are things that will turn them away from him. And he's warning them to choose what is best, to choose what is truly significant. And as we saw yesterday, sometimes that means dying to the things that we love, dying to the things that seem important to us, letting go of things that we cling to, whether it is our home, whether it is our family, whether it is power or whatever. We need to be able to let go of those things. We need to put Jesus first in everything, no matter what it costs. Sometimes it may mean breaking relationships. It may mean leaving family in order to go follow Jesus. Now, I don't believe God would call someone to divorce and go to serve him. No, that is not what Jesus is saying. But to leave parents, someone who is unmarried, to leave their parents, their brothers, their sisters, to go and follow Jesus? Yes, I can see him telling them to do that. And so we need to be willing to let go of the things that we are holding on to that might keep us from serving and obeying Jesus. And that's hard. That's difficult. But when we get to that place, God can use us in such incredible ways. And that is when life truly begins. I pray that you would come to that point where you are ready and willing to let go of everything in order to grab hold of Jesus with all that you are and all that you have. Lord, I pray that you would help us. Help us to let go of the things that we cling to. Help us to have faith in you and trust that you know what is best, that following you is worth it, and that even if we lose things here, heaven is so much greater, and it is worth any sacrifice that we might have to make here in order to follow you and obey you. Help us follow you, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.